with Cindy Leung today, dating and relationship coach at Relationship Studio, about essential dating tips and how to find the right person for you. Cindy, I mean, if people are, you know, they're complaining they have no time, they can't find new friends, mm-hmm. you know, because they're so busy, what options do they have to meet new people?
Actually, there are many, many options, because right now the SDN is very supportive of singles going for singles events, workshop to enrich yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, so they, I mean, there used to be a lot of social stigma, but now not really. You know, you mm-hmm. do see youngsters as young as 24, 25. You know, they're just open to attend such things. Mm-hmm. It's mostly to just really widen their social circle, making new friends. So, what I used to do, because of my events background, I like to come up with interesting events that has not been done yet by yeah. you know, people. So last month I had dating over sake. So sake is a new in thing. So it's held in Fullerton Bar, Fullerton Hotel Post Bar. So it's really very atas kind of feel, you know, where, okay. where people. So I do tell myself, like, would I attend such an event? If it's something that I would attend, then I would bring out this event for my singles to attend. So it's right. not such an awkward thing, but it's more of like having fun, chill, having
it's relaxed, laid back.
Yes, with class, you know. So then we had one more event that's coming up, which is Mood for Magic. Yeah, so a lot of people really think like magic is really to cheat little girls kind of thing. yeah. So there's some objections which my magicians actually brought up to me, but he says that no, it's actually something to build confidence. It's to build presentation skills yeah. and how you put it across. So I say, yeah, why not? Let's do a singles magic workshop.
Oh,
so that's coming up on 22nd of November.
Okay.
Yeah, at Post Bar as well.
There's this one I've heard about. It sounds pretty interesting to me. Dating the Duck. Tell
yes.
us a bit about that.
Yeah, we did our first run sometime last month, and we're doing the second run on 23rd of November. Mm-hmm. It's a lunch at Knox Dine the Duck. So for those of you who have been to this place, you know that this place is pitch dark. So you don't get to see the person that you are eating with. You don't get to see the food you are eating. But the interesting part is that, because many a times when I host singles event, these people are very preoccupied with the looks.
The appearances.
Like, the appearances, like, this is not the kind of look I'm looking for, not my type. They end up typing on their phone and just not talking with the person. So you just prejudge the person even before the person opens his mouth.
Yeah.
So what happens for dating in the dark? You have nothing to do except to eat and talk, because it's all dark. You have to put away all your phones and everything. And the last time when we had it, it was so much fun because it was so noisy. Everybody just can't stop talking, and they just exchange so much about themselves. Mm. And I thought that that's really good. And after that, it was, of course, a pleasant surprise for everyone to find out how each other really looked like. But having that said, Cindy does screen through all the participants. Yeah, based on the age.
So you're not going to get a shock when the lights come up.
Yes. No awkward situations. So
it's lovely that, you know, at the end of the day with events like that, the focus is on very positive things like building
exactly.
a great conversation, mm-hmm. about getting to know each other in a very, very casual way where you don't actually have a lot of expectations. There's no desperation
exactly.
at these events.
A lot of people think that I must find my life partner in this event, but come on, it's just making new friends. Mm. You start by making new friends first. Mm. Yeah, even if you're lost and you're not really sure what to do, we do have workshops as well on like making the first impression, you know, about makeup workshop. And we have one interesting upcoming is in collaboration with Love Express. It's on Enneagram profiling. So that's for you to know what's your type, what kind of person you are, you know, where are you now, and understanding what type is most suitable for you. So we're doing that on the 26th of November.
If you want to find out more details about these as well, I mean, so many ways you can make a change in your dating life and do better as well. You can head on down to this website, www.relationshipstudio.sg, find out more about what Cindy does, and also the kind of activities and events that are coming up as well. All the details at www.relationshipstudio.sg. Cindy Leung is relationship and dating coach at Relationship Studio. Thank you so much for coming in, Cindy.
Thank you for having me here today.
This has been Between Us at 938 Live. I'm Angela Lim. Thanks for tuning in.